Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page, we're catching up with Connor Reardon at the end of season number one as head coach of the Central College men's basketball team. Coach, before we talk about kind of the closing stretch of the season there, just overall thoughts on year number one, how things kind of went, and just kind of what you're feeling after, you know, the season just comes to an end.
Yeah, it's never fun when your season comes to an end, obviously, but feeling very grateful. It was a really fun year. I learned a whole lot being in first year as a head coach and kind of getting thrown into the fire kind of midway through the summer. I'm excited to have kind of a full off season under my belt to really grow and learn. But I just absolutely love our team. We got some awesome guys. I think we showed some flashes of what this team could be. We have zero seniors, so we're bringing everybody back, and I'm excited to just keep building with them.
Well, and you talk about that. I think that's a huge thing, right? When you look at this team, nobody graduating. I mean, obviously there's different circumstances that come about. There's going to be incoming freshmen. There might be transfers, things like that. You know, just kind of figuring that out. But right now, knowing that the anticipation is everyone's back, how much better is that going to allow you guys to be next season as well, just being another year more familiar with what you guys want to do?
Yeah, for sure. I think especially kind of feel like in the home stretch of the season here, we really kind of started to solidify an identity with ourselves. You know, when you lose, you know, a lot of the pieces we lost last year, you know, we kind of, beginning of the year, we're just kind of trying different things. We're trying to figure out what we're really good at. And just, I think we just have a really good base and foundation of what that's going to be now next year. So then hopefully we can just kind of hit the ground running.
We talk about this closing stretch. I know the season didn't close out the way you guys wanted to, even just kind of build some momentum even going into the next year. Not necessarily that it was like a conference tournament or bust type of thing here in year number one. I know that's probably your mentality on it. But, you know, when you just look at it, you know, how do you guys kind of use some of the things you did learn late in the season with some of the close battles you were in for next season and kind of take those with you?
Yeah, for sure. I think experience is the biggest teacher. In life and adversity too. So, I think we were put in some high pressure games, some high pressure situations. Sometimes we handled it well, sometimes we didn't. I think just having kind of that feather in our cap now of we've been there, we've done that, we've been in this moment, it's going to just allow guys to be more comfortable and more confident.
And when you look at kind of the off season too, one of the big things for this team is just going to be continuing to get that to grow. And I know that there's obviously different restrictions and stuff on how much of that stuff you can actually do in the off season as well. But what are the ways that you guys go about, you know, building in the off season to really pick up next year strong and continue to kind of build the momentum from some of the positive things you saw this season?
For sure. Yeah, that was kind of the message in the locker room was, you know, just because we're returning everybody and now we get a year older, it doesn't mean we're just automatically going to be, you know, better. You know, we got to put the work in. So I think it starts in the weight room. You know, we've got an outstanding strength conditioning staff here at Central that we're really, really blessed with. So they do an awesome work with our guys here in the spring and in the summer months. And we'll lean on our leaders a lot to get our guys in the gym, and we'll have some kind of structured skill workouts for our guys to do. But that's kind of the beauty of Division III is, you know, we can't be on the court physically putting them through it, so we need self-motivated people to kind of find it within themselves to work hard and get better.
Absolutely, and I got to ask too, because we did talk about it being year number one here, what was kind of the biggest thing you learned that is going to be something you take with you into next season and the years to come as well that maybe you didn't quite know going into year number one as a head coach?
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm excited to kind of, honestly, like this next week, just kind of take a step back and really reflect on this first year. I think the biggest thing is just how much belief matters, and instilling belief into our team is going to be super important as we continue to move along. As you know, we talked to our guys about not being, you know, result oriented, that just trusting the process. And I think you saw it throughout the years. When we did get the results, there was maybe some of that belief. So we need to be able to just kind of have that belief, just, you know, whether we're getting the results or not, that we're just trusting the process, trusting the work. If we continue to just build those habits, good things are eventually going to happen.
Connor, appreciate the time as always, man. And we wish you the best of luck in the off season and getting that chance to reflect on it, and looking forward to seeing what you come back with next season.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for everybody's support all year long. Absolutely, just my dream job being here at Central. I love it. Love these guys. I'm lucky to be here. So excited to keep building.
Once again, that was Connor Reardon, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.